The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 4th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. The union representing more than 170,000 school employees in the Keystone State is praising a new vaccination plan that'll make returning to in-person instruction safer for school staff, students, and communities.
Pennsylvania's bipartisan COVID-19 Vaccine Joint Task Force has approved a plan designating more than 94,000 doses of the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine for school staff members. According to Rich Askey, president of the Pennsylvania State Education Association, that will be a big boost for the entire state's recovery from the pandemic.
Making the vaccine available to school staff is a key step to getting more students back in the classroom, more parents back to work without worry, and our economy back on track.
The plan will make the vaccine available not only to teachers, but to everyone working in the school system, including secretaries, maintenance staff, and school bus drivers. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Deciding to get vaccinated is an individual choice, and ASCII encourages those who are concerned about its safety to speak with their doctors. He says the overwhelming number of PSEA members have been asking for access to the vaccines. President Biden has agreed to narrow the eligibility for a new round of $1,400 stimulus payments in the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The Washington Post reports the move was a concession to moderate Senate Democrats as party leaders move Wednesday to lock down support and finalize the sweeping legislation. Under the new structure, the checks would phase out faster for those at higher income levels compared with the way it was structured before. The Post notes the change comes as the Senate is prepared to take an initial procedural vote to move forward on the bill as early as today. As Maine families struggle to recover from the pandemic's economic fallout, advocates for children and families say quick passage of the rescue plan is critical. We get more on that from Lily Bulkey.
According to a recent Census Household Pulse survey, nearly half of Maine adults were in households which lost earnings since the pandemic hit, and losses were higher in households with children. Stephanie Eglinton with the Maine Children's Alliance says Mainers need the stimulus package passed by the House and now in the Senate.
The American Rescue Plan could dramatically impact child poverty in Maine. Its provisions have the potential to benefit tens of thousands of children.
The American Rescue Plan would extend unemployment benefits, increase assistance with nutrition, rent, and utility bills, and send one-time payments of $1,400 to people with qualifying incomes.
This is PNS. Virginia's General Assembly has approved an amended bill that gives working residents a way to save for retirement.
The Virginia Saves program requires private companies to offer employees the option to contribute to an individual retirement account through Virginia 529, which operates the state's college savings plan. But Natalie Snyder with AARP Virginia says two Senate amendments weaken the plan. One limits eligibility to employees who work 30 or more hours per week, and the other limits the program to businesses with more than 25 employees.
So taken together, these Senate amendments exclude approximately 400,000 people from being able to participate in this program. And that's fully one-third of the people who don't currently have access to these programs through their employers.
Lawmakers will reconsider the act when the General Assembly reconvenes April 7th. Business groups oppose the bill, claiming administering the program would be too difficult and unfair to business owners. I'm Diane Bernard.
Government wildlife officials say they will release more critically endangered red wolves into the wild in North Carolina. The move comes after a federal court ruled back in January that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had to take action by March to restart the release of captive red wolves into their recovery area in the eastern part of the state. Heather Clarkson is with Defenders of Wildlife.
As of right now, the only place that you can find wild red wolves in the country is North Carolina. North Carolina has been at the center of this recovery program for 30 years. And, you know, these wolves are such a incredibly important part of North Carolina's ecosystem.
Finally, our Eric Gladys tells us Omaha Police Department emails obtained through a public records request suggest surveillance activities targeting racial justice advocates were based on their beliefs about the need for police reform and not on reasonable suspicion of criminal conduct.
Adam Sipple with the ACLU of Nebraska says Americans should not be subjected to police surveillance because of the color of their skin or their political views. He sees the department's response to calls for police reform as a glaring example of a day in the life for people of color, over-policed, assessed for their potential danger, and always watched closely.
That's not the way other members of our community are treated, and we see a direct line between their protest activities and the way the officers responded to them.
According to Sipple, the nation has a disturbing historical pattern of police monitoring lawful activities of black civil rights leaders. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, heard on some of the nation's most interesting radio stations, and always online at publicnewsservice.org.